Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I was just brushing myself up on where we are and what we're doing, and I see here in our quest description, as Valerica was leading us to the Elder Scroll, an ancient dragon named Durnavir swooped into the ruins and attacked. It proved to be a challenging battle, but we've emerged unscathed. I love the confidence that my character has. Amazing. And then this is still the seeking disclosure, bring both Elder Scrolls. Okay. All right, so for this Beyond Death, it's just simply return to Tamriel with my wonderful companion here. Oh, crap. Serana. Oh, my gosh. I almost forgot her name. That would not be... Oh, I completed Beyond Death. So, yeah, that's the end of the quest. Is that literally all I needed to do? So I can come back here to the Soul Cairn anytime I want, correct? 17 gold. Nice. And I have the incredible new weapon that I'm very excited to use, and that is Durnavir. How do I get out of here? These are not exits. To the Soul Cairn? No, I'm not trying to go to the Soul Cairn. Is there really no other way out of here? What is this way out right here? Valkyhar Balcony, sure. Maybe I can fast travel down to the entrance. Oh. This is pretty cool. Oh, did I do that? But this door is broken here. Map. Here, yeah. Fast travel to Castle Valkyhar. If I'm still even saying that right. Yeah, Okay, what do I need to do? Bring the Elder Scrolls to Dexion. Perfect. Yeah, it's been almost 2 weeks, ladies and gentlemen, since I've recorded Skyrim or Fallout 4. I'm gonna try to get in both recordings today. This is a Friday. I usually record on a Monday and a Wednesday, but today's a Friday. Of course, Sunday was Christmas Eve, Monday was Christmas, and so of course, like, it's been a very busy week, and I'm behind on my recording. Wow, I like this lab we have in here. If I had to pick a profession, it would probably be it would probably be whatever gets me a lab like this, either in the enchanting world or the alchemy world. Oh, we can put that away. I did not mean to whip out my sword. All right, let's. Oh. Jeez. All right, so, oh, gosh dang it. I sat down at a table to talk to Drexian, and then he got up and walked away. Is there a reason he's blindfolded? It's kind of...
Yes, how may I serve you, my lord?
It's kind of freaky that he's blindfolded here. All right. I've brought the Elder Scrolls.
I'm afraid I won't be able to help you with the scrolls any longer, my lord. Please... Do not be angry with
They
me.
Gouged his eyes out. What am I talking about? He's wearing a blindfold. I bet his eyes are gone.
I'm afraid in my haste to read the first scroll, I neglected the time I needed to prepare. The failure is purely mine to bear. As you can see from my bandages,
no.
It's not that I am unwilling. It's that I am physically unable.
You're blind!
Oh, please, my lord. Please, forgive me.
Oh, he needs to be punished. Now, what is that? You know, like, that is not very Christmassy of me. I mean, we're fresh out of the Christmas season, and this guy's blind. Instead of maybe thinking about, like, a Jesus root and curing him of his blindness, I go, he needs to be punished for his blindness. I don't suppose there's a cure.
If only such a miracle existed... I'd overcome the impossible in order to secure it, if it meant pleasing you.
Then we have no further need of you.
Are you sure? I'm like, this guy's a moth priest. He's probably loaded with knowledge.
Although I would gladly die by your hand, perhaps I could offer an alternative way to read the scrolls.
You know, I guess he's still enthralled by me. While I would love to be killed by you, he is either enthralled by me or he's mocking me. Go on.
Oh, thank you, my lord. Thank you.
Just get to it!
Scattered across Tamriel are secluded locations known only as Ancestor Glades. There's one in Skyrim in the Pine Forest. Performing the ritual of the Ancestor Moth within the glade should provide the answers you seek.
Okay. Explain this ritual.
It involves carefully removing the bark from a canticle tree, which will in turn attract ancestor moths to you. Once enough of the moths are following, they'll provide you with the second sight needed to decipher the scrolls.
Why don't I just do this in the first place? Or I guess I didn't know about it. I need a moth priest in order to be able to tell me this information. Carefully gather the bark. How?
In keeping with tradition, you must use a specific tool in the Ancestor Glade, an implement known as a draw knife. Every moth priest is taught this ritual, but few ever get the chance to perform it. You should consider yourself fortunate if it works for you.
Do I need to read the scrolls in any particular order?
From what I saw in the vision, the Elder Scroll which foreshadows the defiance of the gods with the blood of mortals is the key to the prophecy.
Oh, yeah, Elder Scroll added sun. Okay. Started visions unseen. Okay. Is it normal for moth priests to go blind?
Sadly, yes. Ah. It is the inevitable fate we agree to pursue when reading the Elder Scrolls. It generally does not occur until a moth priest is in his latter years, but in my case, I simply was not preparing myself properly.
What went wrong?
Deciphering one of the Elder Scrolls is nothing like reading a simple book. There is quite a bit of ritual and concentration required. It can take months or even years to complete a single scroll, and even then, months to recover.
That sounds very intense. Okay.
Fortune smile upon you, my lord.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense on how they... I mean, I assume they probably live like monks. You know, they probably have some, like... What's the word I'm looking for? I keep on wanting to say adversary.
I hope we reach Ancestor Glade soon.
Oh, we are nowhere near it, Serana. You know what? I forgot this as well. Serana really likes to rush me. Do I have my quest marker pulled up? No, I do not. Find the Moth Priest Knight. Yeah, I was thinking every Moth Priest probably goes through such a ritual. But somebody says, no, not every moth priest gets to do this. Am I going to become a moth priest coming out of this? Oh, down in Falkreath, next to Peak Shades Tower. Wow, yeah. Well, yeah, look at that. We're going to fly on down to Falkreath here. I hope I get an opportunity to use Durnavir. Oh, this is beautiful! Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's move faster. The sun is... It's not great for my skin,
yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I feel... Oh, gosh. I'm trapped around a wall. I feel it's been... I don't know. Maybe like 3 or 4 episodes since we've... Since we've gotten to be in Skyrim proper here. And it feels great. Feels great to be back. The freak was that? Ha! What? A spriggan? Oh my gosh, it seemed like a... Ah! I don't know what he's doing to me! K- kill the Spriggan! Oh my gosh, the Spriggan Matron. Well, the good news is that didn't just one taproot. That's all I got. The good news is that didn't do a whole lot of damage to me. Okay, how do I get up and over? I don't know how I zoom in. Okay. I think I'm still on a good path. Keep on moving towards the northeast, and then I'll make my way around. Okay. What? See, this is where mountains can get annoying. We have to walk all the way around. Oh gosh. No, I'm just gonna move on past. Oh wow, that didn't do a whole lot of damage to him. Oh, is my stamina's regenerating? How does that happen? I thought my stamina. Oh gosh, quick save. This is not gonna be good. I just saw a bear. This is not gonna be good, ladies and gentlemen. Give me some stamina ready. Okay, here we go. I'm just gonna run in this direction. I'm already trapping myself. Oh, good job, Navins. Good job. Oh my gosh, this is so dumb. Ugh, and there's a bear too. Come on, just let me jump up here. Oh, for crying out loud. There we go. Okay, nice. We got a nice walking path up here. Nope. Oh, great. Okay, give me a health potion. Dang it. Do I even have a health potion? I do. All right, get ready, buddy. Oh my gosh. Okay, they are hitting me for a lot more than I'm hitting them. Run! It's that electrics guy. Gosh, where is stupid Serana when you need her? Okay, so far so good. We're climbing up the mountain. Quick save. And no one's following me. Okay, so far so good. Where I need to go is somewhere around here. Am I gonna be able to hike up this mountain? Oh my gosh, really? You see, like, this is why I would definitely struggle, or why I have struggled with Skyrim hardcore, is the whole walking everywhere aspect. Great, there's a bandit right there. Can I get up over here? My quest marker is so close. Oh. I just realized, can I cheat? Can I cheat and turn on the god mode and then just fly my way up? I mean, at this point in time, everyone is probably like, yes, Navins, please do that. This is ridiculous. I know, I'm sorry. This bothers me a lot, too. Okay, here we go. Ah, I found a pathway. Perfect. The freak is that? Is that a fox? It is a fox. It would be kind of funny if they made foxes laugh like they do in real life. Okay, yeah. Okay, nice. We're on a good path here. I gotta figure this out. So what exactly are we doing here? After discovering Dexton's blind event, an alternate means to locate Ariel's bow. Gosh, I still don't know, and I haven't looked it up. If someone knows, please let me know in the comments. Is Ariel's bow, is that not something that you can experience earlier on in the game? I feel like in this playthrough I had Ariel's bow, but if not this one, then it was a prior Let's Play of mine. It's been suggested that I might be able to read the Elder Scrolls if I use an ancient technique performed by the original Moth Priest. Okay, and I gotta go to some place called the Okay. Yeah, I gotta go to the ancestral glade. And I need to... I'm summoning multiple priests. This is it. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely way up high here on the... Oh! Oh, were there mercenaries here? Steel venison chop. An ice wolf. And a chest. Steal from chest. Well, yeah, where is MacReady when you need him, you know? He certainly loves a good thief. Alright, 62. Potion of stamina, refined moonstone, and amulet of Akatosh. Nice. Oh, wow, yeah, this is... This is beautiful out here. This is not how it was on Christmas, ladies and gentlemen. At least not for me.
No fan of the sun, but it would be better than this.
Yeah, I hope that you all out there had a very Merry Christmas. Yeah, for us, I live in northern Indiana. For me, it was 70... No, it was not 75. It was 55 and sunny. You know, like, people were outside on walks, which was actually pretty funny. Because on Christmas Eve, we went over to my wife's uncle's house for Christmas.
This must be the place.
And on our way over there, we saw multiple groups. It was really cool to see because people were all going out on walks, and it was pretty funny because, like, it seemed like it's like it was always just like a couple of parents and then a ton of kids. As if it's like, get the kids out of the house, you know, like, get them outside. It's a nice day. Let them burn a bunch of energy. Get the kids out of the house. Which, yeah, it was a very beautiful day on Christmas Eve. And on Christmas, too.
If this ends up being a wasted trip, your friend Dexian and I are going to have some words when we get back.
Okay. And so, like, right off the bat, Serana is not happy with Dexian. This is a very beautiful looking place, though. It's like, it's very, it's very Falkreath-esque. Oh my goodness. This place is absolutely beautiful. Like, where did we go?
Wow. Yeah. Look at this place. No one's been here in centuries. I doubt there's any other place like it in Skyrim. It's beautiful.
I was thinking the same thing, Serana. This is gorgeous here. Wow. Okay, back it up, Serana. Like, I gotta check. I think we need to collect a thumbnail here. This is gorgeous. Alright, 1 second, ladies and gentlemen, 1 second. Alright, fine, whatever. Whatever, that's... stupid... I did maybe, like, 4 takes of that. Stupid Serana just keeps walking into me and keeps walking right into the shot. And so I'm trying to just look at this... See, just like that! Just like that, and then this is what she kept doing the entire time. I'm trying to get a nice recording of this beautiful place. My gosh. Yeah, like, whatever. Whatever. Okay. This is very beautiful, though. Oh, my gosh. What is that? I would love to get another shot of this right here. I'm sorry, like, I do this a lot. I do this, like, Skyrim is such a beautiful game. I just love admiring the game. Okay, one more second. I was just about to stop it and say, wow, did I just get a full take without Serana bothering me? And then no, like right before I said that, I get nudged to the left. Okay, whatever. Here we are. We have some sort of... what is this? It's some sort of interesting stone with something floating in the middle of it. Oh, wait. Is this the draw knife? This looks like nunchucks. Okay, here we go.
Well, we got the knife. Now all we need to do is track down one of those canticle trees.
Oh, I got it. Yeah. Okay, well, let me guess. This is a canticle tree. Yeah, here we go. Okay, no, I think this is the kind of knife you have to, like, hold on to both ends and you, like, scrape it downward. Harvest bark. Oh, yeah, here we go.
Hope the moth liked that bark as much as Dexian said they would.
Attract ancient moth swarms 0 of 7. Okay, do I got it?
Look at them.
Oh!
They've definitely taken a liking to you. And unless I'm seeing things, you're starting to glimmer.
What? What? Am I really? Am I glowing? Is that what she's saying? Okay. Oh, okay, I see. Yeah, I need to, there are packs of moths around here, if you call them a swarm of moth. There we go, and I just gotta run into them, and they follow me. Look at me, ladies and gentlemen! I look like such a magical person. Okay, where else are some more moths? Here we go, moth, another moth swarm. 4 of 7. Here we go, here's, oh. Okay, hang on a second. How do I look here? Okay, before I go any further, how do I look here as I fall off this rock? How magical does this look? Like, for real. This looks incredible. I'm surrounded by moths in this beautiful place. And these are some beautiful moths, too. Like, I would probably call these more like butterflies. What's the difference between a moth and a butterfly? Okay, I have 6 of 7. There we go, and that's my other moth swarm. Or no, here we go right here. There's a bunch of them. There we go, I got stuff. I am glowing. Whoa. I'm glowing.
I think that might have been what we were waiting for. Let's head back up there and see if we can read the scrolls.
Enter the column of light and read Elder Scroll Blood. Okay, well, I assume this is our big column of light right here. Okay, well, I like how the game says, oh, just read it, you know? As if that's so easy. Scrolls. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah. Why would the Elder Scrolls be in the category of scrolls? No, they're in miscellaneous. Or they're not. Books. Here we are. Elder Scrolled Blood. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Why'd I do it twice? I just keep on blasting myself with the scrolls. Am I supposed to be doing something? Okay.
Nervous?
Are you nervous?
Are you okay? Almost thought I lost you there. You went as white as the snow.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Did it work?
Almost thought I lost you there. You went as white as the snow.
And say, that felt strange. Never mind that it worked. What worked? What did I gain out of that?
I could see it in your eyes. You looked about 1,000 leagues away. What about Ariel's bow? Do you know where we can find it?
It's in a place called Darkfall Cave. Where did I learn that?
Then it's almost over. We can finally rewrite the prophecy as we see fit. Where is this Darkfall Cave?
I probably know. These scrolls gave me an exact location.
Then let's get going. I want to get there before my father has a chance to track us down.
Okay. What do you know about Ariel's bow?
Not much. If you read any history, it shows up from time to time, but it's a hard thing to track. As far as I know, though, it's never been held by a vampire. That would be a new one.
What does it have to do with the sun?
Ariel is one of the elven gods. He's with the rest of them in Aetherius. The way I've heard it, the sun represents the connection from our world to theirs.
Jeez, what the freak?
Supposedly, the bow draws its energy from the sun itself.
Okay, that is awesome, Serana. We are being attacked right now. Oh, by the Dawn Guard! Oh, that hurt really bad. Okay, oh my goodness. I'm stuck and frozen. Someone was using ice stuff on me. Fireballs! Oh my goodness! I realized my camera shut off mid-battle. Okay. Extreme healing. I still can't move all that fast. Oh my gosh, I didn't quick save! Oh my lord! When was the last time I quick saved? At the entrance. Well, I think I know why I was going so slow. Because I, Oh, crap.
Not very impressive, is it? If this ends up being...
Okay, gosh dang it. Okay, alright. I did a lot of stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. I can skip on ahead. And then just race through this.
Chance to track us down.
Okay, here we are. We have raced through that. I've quick saved now. And I tried to pay more attention to what was happening. Because I guess it did kind of seem like there was a map. Here we are. Here are all of the Dawn Guards. Yeah, I'm just gonna start throwing fireballs at them from across the way. Yes, my destruction increased. All right, so far so good. Gosh. I'm like trapped again. How does this keep happening? No. Boy, all of their long-handed weapons are so long-handed, two-handed I died again! Okay. I don't understand. What is wrong with my game? Why am I walking so slow? Usually caps lock slows me to a walk. Oh my gosh. What is going on here?
Where'd you come from?
I can't even move! Am I gonna have to reload the game? What is going on? Okay. Let's reload. I don't know what is going on with my game right here, right now. I have no idea. I'm stuck in a walk. And it doesn't matter what I do. Ladies and gentlemen, what is going on? What if I... Okay, here we go. Okay, yeah, I can walk again. Okay. Alright, fine, I'm gonna...
Not very impressive, is it?
Let me try to reload that again. My game is glitching out. This is... It keeps on making me stuck in a walk. I can once again... Okay, fine. Alright, for the third time, I'm going to reload the game. Okay, there are two emblems here. Okay, on that time, it...
Are you okay? Almost thought I lost you.
It was
you
a
there.
Map.
You went as white as the snow.
Okay. And so far, I can still walk and run. Okay, let's speak to Serana really quick.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
I felt strange. What about Ariel's bow?
Dark place. Cave.
Where is this Darkfall cave?
Darkfall cave.
Let's get going. I want to get there before my father has a chance to track us down.
Okay. Yeah, nice. I can still run. Okay. Quick save. I can still run. Good. No, I'm trapped back into walking. Why is my game doing this? What is going on? Why is my game doing this? I'm trapped again.
I knew I heard something.
I'm trapped. I can't walk or I can't run. I can't run anywhere. Wow, Serana just hit that guy in the face with an ice spike. Oh, that's why. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry. I'm a complete idiot. I'm overweight. Somewhere along the way, somehow, for some reason, I don't know what I picked up, but I picked up something, and I'm now overweight. That's why I haven't been able to run. Because every time, for some reason, I don't even know why, when I go and run, or when I go to walk somewhere, it puts me, I pick up something and it puts me overweight. Okay, whatever, I gotta drop something. Weapons, drop a Dawnguard War Axe, I suppose. Oh, look at that. I can run again. Oh my gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry for being a complete idiot. I have wasted so much time in this Let's Play thinking that the game has glitched out on me. When in reality, I'm just dumb. Okay, that's all right. Our destruction magic has leveled up! It's a frost troll! Okay, run. Let's get to higher ground. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm sure all of you were all like, Mavens, you complete idiot. As I also take the stupid long way up the mountain. Oh my gosh. Honestly, like, I feel bad. But also, I feel so relieved. I feel so relieved that the game is not broken. Huh, it was simply just me being dumb. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna take out this frost troll like right now. Please don't club me to death. Nope. Got the armored frost troll. Nice. Okay. All right. We only have one dummy left, but he's not as big of a dummy as I am. So he could be a pretty challenging opponent. All right. Where is this guy?
Come back here.
Oh, you come back to me. Oh boy. No, he is throwing crossbows at me or crossbow arrows. crossbow bolts. Did I kill everyone? Yes, I think that's everybody. Crossbow, Dawnguard War Axe. No, thank you. I don't want no stupid... I do want to steal bolts, though. Oh, my lord. Well... Gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, like, I hate to say it, but it's my time to end! Only because I've replayed the stupid thing 3 times. It's like, gosh. Because I am dumb. But yeah, you know, I was not paying attention. But also as well, I am also very thankful. Where's Serana? Serana can't die, right? She's essential. 88 gold, that guy had. Serana has to be around here somewhere. She can't die. She's essential. Oh, thank goodness. There she is. Whew. But all right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. I'm going to call it an episode right there. I do apologize. I had to replay this thing 3 times because I'm dumb. But at least I know the game's not broken. You know, I know the game is not broken, which is awesome. And in the next quest... Oh, yeah, and I didn't get a chance because we were inside. I guess, I don't know, it might have worked next... Or inside. I didn't get to try out Durnavir. But I'm sure in the next episode, whenever we get an outdoor quest again, an outdoor battle, I'm contacting Durnavir. In the next episode, we're going to charge forward and we're going to find... Arniel's bow. And oh my gosh, I just realized this is the first quest. This is the first Skyrim episode of 2024. This is the first Skyrim episode of 2024. And it was me stupidly just falling over myself the whole time. No, hopefully we make more substantial progress in the next episode. But with that said, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you enjoyed. I am Mr. Navins, and welcome to 2024. I'll see you in the next one.